Coach, I couldn't help but notice that your team has greatly improved. Could you talk about that a little bit?
Well, I think we have gotten better, as you'd expect. You know, I think since an opener, we always look back at the game, when it's a division team, just like I'm sure the Packers have. And really, both teams have changed a little bit, personnel-wise and, play-wise. So, I would hope we've improved.
Yeah, so just picking up on that, what are you doing better on defense? Obviously, there's been a bunch of personnel changes there as well, but you're cut the points allowed by quite a bit here lately.
Yeah, I think just more comfort in the scheme. The game's about playing fast, and I think the more you understand your scheme, really, regardless of what phase of the game it is, offense, defense, or a kicking game, you play faster. So, we've had some personnel changes as well as the guys getting more comfortable in the scheme.
And along the same lines, Cutler appears statistically to be playing very well. If you could talk on him a little bit and what, how he's bought into your program.
Well, he's been all in. I think the minute we got here, of course, there was an evaluation process, and, as far as, commitment, contractually, all that kind of fun stuff. And then once we went through all that, I think, he's been up here a lot. He works very hard at the mental side of it. He's very smart. Went through a stretch there where he missed six quarters, the second half of Arizona, as well as the whole Seattle game due to a hamstring injury. And, so he showed a lot of toughness there, both to, his teammates and all the coaching staff. Like I said, he's working extremely hard. He's assumed a leadership role on that side of the ball on the football team, and got nothing but praise for him at this point.
Where do you stand on his future with the team now?
Well, he's our quarterback. I think he's and he hasn't done anything to performance-wise to change that mindset.
Shed any light on maybe the availability of Forte and Jeffrey this week?
I think they're day to day. They were limited today in practice, and we'll update that again tomorrow.
You feel like you're still in the wild card race, right?
Well, I just think we're in trying to improve race, and I think each week we get to evaluate that. We came up short last week, and on a short week, our guys' mindset is outstanding, and that's why we play the game.
Now, obviously, you want to win games and championships and all that, but is just seeing your team improve, is that kind of the fun part of this deal for you?
Yeah, I think, I think to be in this business, you got to be fairly competitive, and, I've always felt like it's really only fun when you win, so... I think that's our mindset every week, and you get to be evaluated every week. And I've just seen our guys compete and learn, and I think the culture here is improving. And that starts with the players.
John, I don't know if you look back in the last three or four Packer games, but the way Lacy ran, does balance make a difference when you're watching that Packer offense?
Well, again, I can't tell you exactly what Mike's philosophy is. I've got an idea because, I've known Mike for a long time. But, I know mine is that balance is critical because you don't want to become one-dimensional. And, watching both Starks and Eddie back at it, and we struggled a little bit this last week against Denver versus the run. So I'm sure we'll get a dose of it on Thursday.
What does those back-to-back road wins do for a team, do you think, that you guys have had? Yeah, what do those back-to-back road wins that you guys have had, what does that do for a team, do you think?
Well, I mean, I think, everybody talks about confidence. And, I think, something good's got to happen to develop confidence. I don't care what you're doing. I think... obviously, some success on the field, which that usually includes winning, breeds confidence. So, I think we're more of a confident football team right now than we were to start the season just because we haven't done anything yet.
John, they're going to retire Favre's number. You got any thoughts or any story in particular about Brett?
Not really, other than, you know, he's had a great career, and, you know, I'm just glad to see, you know, anytime, you know, a player changes teams and whatnot, you know, sometimes that gets goofy. I think the timing's great, and, you know, I'm excited for him. He had a great career, and obviously it was the biggest part of it was there with Green Bay. And, I'm excited for the guy. He's a good guy and brought a lot of good to the game.
Has McPhee made an easy transition to what you guys do?
I'm sorry, I missed the first part.
Yeah, did McPhee make an easy transition to what you guys do, or was that kind of a work in progress to get to where he's at now?
I think he fits it pretty good. You know, I think in Baltimore, they were a similar scheme. You know, they utilized him outside. They had some other guys with Suggs and Doolittle. You know, so on other downs, he was more of an inside penetrator type rusher. You know, we've kind of used him much the same Baltimore did.
You know, in previous weeks, teams had contained Rodgers in the pocket pretty well and kind of limited Green Bay's passing game. And then last week, Rodgers got out and made some plays. Just how big of a deal is that for you guys this week to keep him in the pocket?
Well, I mean, we struggled with it in the first game. I think, you know, a lot of people have. You know, regardless of the outcomes of the games, I think, you know, Aaron does a tremendous job. He's got great pocket awareness, and his receivers do a great job when he buys sometimes, you know, of getting open. You know, that's a big part of their game. So that's a huge, huge part, you know, in having success against them. You know, that's a huge challenge as well.
What changes for you on a short week?
Say again?
What changes for you guys on a short week?
Well, obviously we're not in pads. We're not practicing quite as long or as hard as we normally do because of the recovery time between the games. So, you know, probably much the same program, you know, other coaches in the league use.